Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Karen Nicholas, General Manager at the Great Frederick Fair.
Yes, last year we had a blast riding around on a golf cart throughout the whole thing. See if we can find that reel. It was hilarious. But we wanted to have you back, annual tradition, to talk about the Great Frederick Fair here in my hometown and your hometown as well, or my wife's hometown, everybody's hometown. What are the dates again?
September 13th through the 21st.
13th through the 21st. And before we get into the lineup, I know every year you have a cool branding, logo, all that. So explain why this year it's the GOAT.
This year is the GOAT, the greatest fair of all time. And ironically, we have more goats than we've ever had. We had to build another barn for them. So
follow up. I'm going to do two radio pieces. So don't worry if I ask you the same question twice. I'll do two pieces with it. I like a variety of sound bites. Talk about why that's such a clever double meaning, that moniker GOAT. You know, obviously the farm animal, you're showing animals, but also with the music lineup, everything, it's also the greatest.
Yeah, well, we have great in our name. So the Great Frederick Fair seems fitting. We have the greatest sponsors, the greatest vendors, participants, life members, exhibitors. You know, so we just kind of loved the play on words with that we truly do feel like we have the best people involved in our fair and our community tradition.
Yes, it's not just a bad pun, right?
Exactly.
I love it. The greatest musicians too. All right. Well, I'd love to go through the lineup. There's some heavy hitters as you get every year. I think it's really cool how you get from all different genres really are have started to come to the fair to perform. That's great. So let's kind of go slightly in order. And don't feel like you have to list them all. I'll tee them up, one at a time to get
sound bites.
So whatever comes to your mind, you know, if there's any song lyrics or whatever, just have fun with it. All right.
Okay.
So I know it kicks off this Friday in the grandstand with a huge, huge hip hop artist. Who we got?
We got Bring Your Apple Bottom Jeans for Flo Rida.
And Boots with the Fur, right?
And Boots with the Fur. You can't forget those.
Why are you so excited to bring out a crowd that would love Flo Rida?
I just had a really good feeling that he was going to be really good.
There you go. And he sings Welcome to My House. So you're inviting him to your house.
Exactly.
The fair house.
No, we're really excited to have that genre. And I mean, even when we were picking the entertainment and I'm like, okay, I know I named like a bunch of Flo Rida songs. And then you keep listening and you're like, he has like 100 hits.
It's like you forget how many, because my mind first, everyone knows, you know, Low. And then I remember, okay, he did that cover, the sample of the You Spin My Head Right Round, you know, Welcome to My House. But yeah, but then like you're saying, if you Google it and you start listening on YouTube, you're like, wait, I know that. I know that. I know that.
Wild Ones. I mean, the Wild Ones and Whistle.
Yeah. Club Can't Handle Me. There's so many.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So wear comfortable shoes. You'll be dancing.
Oh, yeah. And we have half the track is seated and half the track is standing room only for those who want to be up and dancing. And that's where I would be.
That for Flo Rida, definitely up probably the dancing.
Yes.
All right, cool. So that's for, you know, our young hip generation. But then we got some classic rock fans. I love the music too. Bachman Turner Overdrive. We actually had Randy Bachman call in a couple months ago, so people listen to that. Is BTO such a cool thing on Saturday for all the classic rock fans?
Yeah, we're excited. They'll be taking care of business that night.
Nice. Every day.
Yeah, every day. And John Waite is opening for them.
Yeah, he's saying, I ain't missing you at all. It's great.
Yeah, and I feel like he was part of like every band in the 80s.
Yeah, bounced around. but BTO, the guy, BT Dubs on BTO, Randy Bachman started in the Guess Who, you know, American Woman. That was him.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
By the way. Bachman Turner Overdrive is great. You said taking care of business. There's also You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, right? So give me a soundbite on how You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet at the fair, something like that. I don't know. Baby, yes.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Let It Ride. There's so many good ones. All right. Yeah. And then Sunday, so we got the hip hop on Friday. We got the classic rock on Saturday. Sunday is, you know, near and dear to all our hearts here. The country music, baby. These are two of my favorite artists from the 90s and beyond. So who we got?
We got Tracy Lawrence and Sarah Evans.
I mean, come on. Between the two of them, they can't fit it all on the hits in one set list.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Do you want to rattle off a couple of them for Tracy Lawrence first?
We got a Paint Me a Birmingham, Time Marches On, Texas Tornado, Better
Find
Man,
Find Out
Better
Who
Off.
Your Friends Are.
Yeah, Find Out Who Your Friends Are.
Alibis,
oh my goodness.
So many. That's awesome. So is he going to paint us a Frederick?
Gonna paint us a Frederick. Paint me a Frederick Fair.
That's great. I love it. Porch going all the way around. All right. And then do the same for Sarah Evans, because again, so many hits.
Oh yeah. Suds in the Bucket, A Real Fine Place to Start. I could not ask for more. Born to Fly, A Little Bit Stronger. Just so many to go.
Just looking for something more. No Place That Far. There's so many. It's great. Oh, talk about sort of how you like Perrin, sort of the guy gal combo, because you did that last year for who was it? Jody Messina and who's the guy? It was
we had Tracy Byrd.
Tracy Byrd. Oh yeah, duh, yeah. I interviewed him. Who's
We're
the
just
guy?
Keeping with the Tracys, so who knows which one we'll get next?
Oh yeah, there you go. Next, I don't know, Tracy. I don't know, Trace Atkins.
I don't know. Yeah.
Awesome.
No, we're just excited when you get the combos, and you know, some people prefer to listen to male artists and others prefer female, so why not have two in one night?
Yes, and it's not always the way you think. You're gonna have dudes belting Sarah Evans, watch.
Oh, definitely.
And gals belting Paint Me a Birmingham.
Definitely.
We all loved it. I grew up on the school bus listening to all that stuff around Frederick County.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then so that rounds out this weekend. And then how about next week? You know, but wait, there's more. We got the Beach Boys. I mean, we'd be here all day listening all of their classic hits. Any come to mind? Or just now, in general, why is that perfect summer tune, you know?
Yeah, the Beach Boys is a classic. They were here in 2013. But yeah, they have so many, and there's even going to be some surfboards here, some festive, you know, beach trees, palm trees.
Nice. Picking up good vibrations in Frederick.
Exactly.
So that's Thursday, September 19th.
Fun.
There you go. So that's the September 19th, next Thursday. And then... Yep. And then on next Friday, the 20th, another big country star, Riley Green. Talk about how, I swear, like, I bet you kind of booked him and he was like kind of famous. And now that as it's gotten closer, he's just blown up.
We got him at a really good time for sure. And he just released a new song like 3 days ago. I think that published the Don't Mind If I Do with Ella Langley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you'll hear that too, and all the others. Man, it's going to be great. And then closing it all out, I know every year we get a Christian rock group. Who we got this year?
We have Casting Crowns, so we're really excited about that.
That's on Saturday the 21st, right?
Yep, that's how we end out the week.
Perfect way to end it. You can go out and get your church on with on Saturday night with Casting Crowns, and then wake up the next morning and go to church on Sunday. It's perfect.
There you go.
Great. All right. Well, I mean, I have plenty to work with, but I want to give you a chance to tease. But I know I'm focusing just on the concerts, but like, just to end it, like, tease all the other great stuff. Remind us that there's food, rides, games, animals, whatever else you want to say.
And then just also with the ticket stuff, if people are buying tickets, make sure they're buying directly from etix.com through the Great Frederick Fairs page. That's the only official ticket company of the fair. So anybody else is a third sale, you know, reseller. So we don't want people to pay more than they have to. Any tickets purchased in advance include your gate admission into the fair. Free with gate admission on the grounds. We have lots of free stuff. There's side stages of concerts, Jimmy Mallory from The Voice, the Dennis Lee Band. We have a whole kid zone, free family entertainment area, which is, you know, fun for everyone, not just kids. RC car racing, cowboy circus, an illusionist, a dragon, a stilt walker. There's Disney princesses. Bluey is going to be making an appearance if you've got children.
Wait, the Bluey? How'd you convince the Bluey to come all the way to Frederick?
It's not hard to convince Bluey to come to the Great Frederick Fair.
It's true, it's the goat. Yeah, you're right.
and then I'm trying to think what. Oh, and then the Comedy Hypnosis Show. If you haven't seen that, it's really great. We do have where you can go to the beer garden or the wineries, breweries, distilleries building, take your drink and walk around with it. So encourage people to, you know, get their beverage and kind of go and check everything else out. We have the carnival. there's a lot of savings and deals with the carnival. Some of those things you have to purchase in advance. So all of that stuff, follow our social media. We give all the tips and tricks and yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, all the usual rides and games as well. And the food, and it's just going to be, it's an extravaganza. Something, if you've never been to Frederick, which, you know, we're biased, but because we live here like our whole lives, but it's, I think objectively it's awesome. So invite,
it is awesome.
Final seconds, invite people up. If they're listening to, on DC, pretend I'm not here. Like you're talking directly to the listeners. Just say, hey, DC, come, or not just DC, DMV. Hey, DMV, come on up to the fair, whatever you want to say.
Hey, DMV, we really hope that you come to the Great Frederick Fair September 13th through the 21st, whether you're coming to a concert or if you just come to enjoy all of the delicious food and fun and the games and the rides and the carnival and the animals. There's over 4,000 animals on site. So there is something for everyone. And we hope that you purchase tickets and see us September 13th through the 21st.